Get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Today, giving yourself voice direction. Yeah, if you're a voice actor working from home, an amateur podcaster or broadcaster without an active producer or manager, then you'll need to direct yourself and be able to notice what you need to do to improve. Now, when I say amateur podcaster, I'm honestly not using the word offensively. I mean, it's a fact that most podcasters are experts and enthusiasts in different subjects, producing brilliantly professional content from home in their own time. Therefore, they're unlikely to have the advantage of another pair of ears or direction from a producer to give them anything from coaching or a gentle reminder in some techniques in, as far as this podcast series is concerned, voice. So, yeah, okay. If you're working from home, you need to be able to direct yourself. And the problem you may have to overcome is that if you don't have a director, part of you is critically listening to yourself and your performance all of the time. And if you're doing that, you're not fully immersing yourself in your role. You're always partly a voice actor. Yeah? Therefore, it may be down to you alone to decide elements of what the recording needs. The style, the tone, what the message really is, the pace and projection, the purpose, the key message, the intonation, and all of the other factors that we've looked at in depth already as part of this podcast series. At the very least, ask yourself those questions. Look at the product's website and see the style and the personality of the brand, and then get back to the producer of the item and clarify what they want. Try not to second guess too much. It'll be additional time if you've misinterpreted a line and the agency asks for a pickup, a line or two recorded in isolation that they will edit in. A day or more later, it'll be really difficult for you to have exactly the same room and voice sound, or to have that single line or paragraph read with the same personality as you used before. So even if you're recording at home, it's often easier, as I've done, to have a director listening in live to your session. And of course, that's easily done via Zoom type calls or professional down the line services. I mean, there's Riverside, there's Source Connect, to name two. I've got links to them in the show notes, or even if they're just listening down the phone. Then they can clarify and confirm that what you're doing is what they had in mind and what they had in ear as well. Having said that, some clients will want no part of the process, possibly because they don't really understand it. They've sent you a script, they want you to record it and send it back. You know, they're probably thinking to themselves, how difficult can it be? But of course, as we know, that can be very, very difficult indeed. Hence, the purpose of this podcast series, and why you're listening, making notes and changing. Okay, that is it from our series within a series of looking at the voiceover studio and the production and the direction of what goes on there in the studio, in the control room, and all the personalities, the techniques, the workflow, and everything in between. Tomorrow, we start a brand new series, and that is about talking about other voice skills. So if you want to learn how to ad lib better, maybe for a podcast, what about cold reading? What is cold reading and how can you improve on doing that? And things like talking to time as well. Oh, and how do you get rid of those filler words like and ah? That's what we're going to be talking about more tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.